Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new section, Babu Dhammi Dhil Wajhain, the chapter on the condemnation of being two-faced. Dhil Wajhain means person who has two faces, literally meaning two faces. It's an expression that a person sometimes, when he's with one group of people, he'll express one view, and then when he goes to another group of people, then he'll have another opinion, another view, he'll have something else to say. So basically he's the type of person that sings to the crowd. Whatever the people like, he'll say those kind of things. In other words, he's not a very honest person. So Sharia doesn't like this type of person. Sharia likes that a person is honest. What's in his heart is on his tongue. What's in his tongue is displayed in action. So there's a complete muwafaqat, there's a complete conformity between his tongue, his heart, and his action. It's not such that a person needs to be rude, a person needs to be brash or abrupt, but at the same time a person needs to be honest. A person has got a certain view, a certain way, he's got something to say, he'll say it if there's a need to say it, and then a person will say it respectfully, obviously, but at the same time, this person won't say something to one person and go and say something else to somebody else. He's not a person like that, that just goes with the wind. Sharia likes when a person, you see him, is 100% clear, honest, truthful. And something else, when a person says something and he happens to make a mistake, then he's clear about it, that I made a mistake, I said the wrong thing, person asks for maaf. Not that he makes up stories all the time, making up stories. But generally a person that is two-faced, you'll find this sort of thing. That sometimes when he's brought to his attention that you said something there, and you're saying something here, or this is what we agreed upon, and now you're saying something else. So then a person is very clear about it, he'll apologize, and he's very, very honest. So here, this is teaching us the condemnation of being two-faced. قال الله تعالى يستخفون من الناس ولا يستخفون من الله وهو معهم إذ يبيتون ما لا يرضى من القول وكان الله بما يعملون محيطا. You get some desire of the Quran is speaking. You get some people that in front of general people, then they want to do something or say something that's wrong. Then one group of people, they'll keep quiet, they won't say anything. But then when they're sitting and they're plotting and they're planning away somewhere else, they may be plotting and planning, and they're forgetting that we didn't do all this in front of the people, but we are doing it in front of Allah. Allah Pak is looking. So the ayat of Quran is saying that they are trying to hide from people, but they cannot hide from Allah. How can you ever hide? So you try and hide the plot or your plan or your scheme or what you want to do to deceive. Sometimes it may be customers, sometimes it may be general public, sometimes it may be people that we are owing money to, whoever it may be, but the idea is to deceive. But we won't openly do it. So the idea is warning us, telling us, inferring upon us that they try to hide from people, but they cannot hide from Allah Ta'ala, who is with them. When they pass the night indulging in talks that Allah Ta'ala dislike, Allah Pak surrounds all that they do. Sometimes the munafiqeen, the whole night they would plan and they plot. But when they were the Muslims, then they are acting like totally normal. But whole night they're plotting and planning, thinking the Muslims don't know. Allah Pak is telling them, in other words, it's a lesson for all of us, that you try to hide from people, but you cannot hide from Allah. How can you ever hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He knows everything, he has full knowledge of everything. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tajiduna an-nasa ma'adin khiyaruhum fil jahiliyyati khiyaruhum fil islami idha faqahu wa tajiduna khiyar an-nasi fi hadha ash-sha'ni أشدهم كراهية له وتجدون شر الناس ذا الوجهين الذي يأتي هؤلاء بوجه وهؤلاء بوجه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you find people to be like mines. You know, like how you get a gold mine and you get a coal mine and you get different mines, diamond mines. So people are like mines. In other words, every person has got potential. Every person has got potential. Therefore, don't ever write a person off. In his own way, he's got some type of potential. So, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you'll find people to be like mines. The best of them in Jahiliyyat are the best in Islam, provided they understand Islam. In other words, they had good qualities. When they were in Jahiliyyat, when they were not Muslim, they had those qualities. They were the best amongst the people. They had those beautiful qualities. Now, when these same people accept Islam, you'll find that they will also excel in Islam because they already had good qualities. How often you hear the statement that some of the new Muslims are like the best Muslims? They've had that quality, they accepted Islam, and now they're excelling in those qualities. So in other words, don't write any person off. The person may not have iman now, but with effort, inshallah, in time, Not that a person promotes or a person is happy about the person's disbelief, no, not at all. But there must be hope and dua for that person continuously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide this person, guide us and guide this person also. So when that person does accept Islam, there's potential that he'll excel in Islam. So the best of them in Jahiliyat are the best in Islam, provided they understand Islam, they have a proper, sound, good knowledge of Islam. You will find in this part of this hadith, you will find that the best of people for leadership, the best of people for this issue, in other words for leadership, are those who dislike it the most. The best people for leadership are those people that dislike to be the leaders the most. In other words, they're not canvassing for that position. They're not posting that, vote for me, or I want to be the leader, and I should be the leader. This is obviously in a situation where a person, many other people who have skills like him, many other people that have abilities like him, so now he doesn't think that he is deserving, the other people. But for example, if a person is a Hafiz al-Quran or he's an Alim, and now he thinks, no, other people should perform, and there's no other Hafiz in the community, there's no other Alim in the community to perform the Salah, now it will be wrong for a person to say, no, I'm not deserving and I shouldn't. Then at that time he should go forward. But if nobody else to do the ghusl and to perform the janazah or to assist, then the person should go forward and help. What this is speaking about, when there are other people in the community, other people who can do their job, and here a person is canvassing for position of leadership, this is not right. So the hadith is teaching us that you will find that the best of people for leadership are those who dislike it the most. The next part of the hadith, you will find that the worst of people are the two-faced, who go to some people with one face and then to the other people with another face. So this ties up with this section that we're doing. The worst of people are those that are two-faced. عن محمد بن زيد أن ناسا قالوا لجده عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما إنا ندخل على سلاطيننا فنقول لهم بخلاف ما نتكلم إذا خرجنا من عندهم قال كنا نعد هذا نفاقا على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه البخاري. And محمد بن زيد رحمة الله عليه narrates that some people said to his grandfather Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, when we go to our leaders, so these people came to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and they told him that when we go to our leaders, the prominent people, the leaders, we speak contrary that which we say when we are not with them. In other words, when we go to the leaders, we speak something, we impress them. It often happens when a person is with influential people, with affluent people, sometimes he'll speak things just to impress them, make them feel happy, or make these people take a liking. In other words, what he's saying may not even be true. In his heart he got something else, but just to thrill them, flatter them, and make them feel good, he's saying something. So this person, these people came to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu to complain that when we go to our leaders, we speak things contrary to what we say when we are not with them. In other words, when they are not there, we got a lot of other things to say, but when we are there with them, we flatter them and we throw them up. So now this was what they came and told Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. So look at the reply of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. He said, during the era, in other words, the zamana of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we considered this as nifaq, as hypocrisy. This is hypocrisy. That when you're with the people and you want to flatter them and throw them up, you'll say this. And when you're not with them and when you're other people, and you've got so many bad things to say about these people, we would consider this as hypocrisy, as nifaq. In other words, we didn't like this sort of thing. We'll be very clear about it. This is what we have. Obviously not being disrespectful, but the person is very clear about what he says, what he feels. Then you'll find there'll be no ill feelings, there'll be no hurt. Because the person says what he needs to say, he's respectful. And if they need to ask for maaf also, a person is happy to ask for forgiveness. He's not such a person that finds it very, very difficult. Sahaba were like that. Very, very easily they would ask for forgiveness. Rather they'd be forgiven in the dunya than paying for it in the akhirah. We should also have this. But keep asking ourselves, did I hurt anybody? Did I do anybody down? Was I brash? Was I rude to any person that I should not have been rude to, brash to? Did I do anything like this? Person asks for forgiveness in the dunya, his mind will be very light and very clean, his heart will be very light, very clean, and the best part of it is the person will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and present his ruh and soul at that time that is very, very clean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Is a beautiful hadith, you should try and make amal on it. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.